91X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are once again. It is my favorite time of the week. I get to drink beer with two of my pals, Brandon Hernandez from San Diego Beer News and Paul Segura.
Beer for breakfast. Let's do this. White Labs is a company here in San Diego that produces brewer's yeast for brewers all over the world. And they also have a tiny little brewery there. And what's cool is in their tasting room there, you can get beers that they brew, but then split off into two different fermenters and use different yeasts on. So you can really tell what impact yeast has on the flavor of beer. So we've got two beers in front of us today that were both brewed on the same brew house, the same exact batch, split into two fermenters using two different yeasts. And it'll be fun to taste the difference between the two guys.
What's really cool is you can have these in their tasting room, and you can't find this experience anywhere else in the entire United States. Nobody else is doing this, and that's pretty special.
For sure. So we've got a Czech style Pilsner in front of us. The first one was brewed with WLP 800 yeast, which is a Czech Pilsner yeast. And the second one was brewed with WLP 860, which is a Munich lager yeast, a German yeast. So it'll be fun to taste the difference between these two.
This is a good one, too, because it's such a light style.
There's a sweetness to this.
It's dry at the same time. So it's dry and clean and crisp, but then there's this lingering sweet bread flavor that's there.
Bro, I love this. This is not what I was expecting.
It's super drinkable.
Yeah.
Right? Like every sip leaves you wanting another one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd say, if anything, on the next one, you get even more of that inherent sweetness.
Did you already jump ahead to the next one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm like a speed drinker over here. But
all right. I got the German one in my hand now. Yeah, a little bit more sweetness.
But in a good way. You're feeling that breadiness.
First of all, they're both like delicious. I could drink a lot of both of these. There's both a breadiness there, but they're different kinds of bread.
So the owner of White Labs, Chris White, explained to me probably 25 years ago that certain yeasts will bring out different flavors in the beer. Some will accentuate the hops, others might accentuate the malt or different parts of the malt. And this is a really good example. You guys might be surprised to know the German one is actually slightly higher in alcohol than the Czech one.
I am surprised. I wouldn't have thought that because it's bolder, right? So you just assume that it's going to be higher in ABV too.
People wonder why San Diego is this craft beer nirvana. One of the reasons is we get fresh yeast from White Labs, and that makes a huge difference in the quality of our beers.
They're much beloved, but now they're celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they kind of got some of that love back because a few weeks ago, a bunch of the OGs from, you know, places you might have heard of, like Carl Strauss, Pete's Port, Lost Abbey, all these Vanguard breweries, Ballast Point Home, Brew Mart, Stone, they all got together and brewed with Chris White, a special beer that's going to be tapping on April 1st. No fooling. That'll be a good reason for people to go down there and check it out, whether they've been there before or not. But I'm pretty stoked on it. I got to go and like be a fly on the wall, take some pictures, and it was just, you're watching like 30 years of craft beer royalty, the people who built the foundation for our community getting together, and they couldn't have been more stoked.
I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and we're going to go do that. We should do that because it's close, right? It's like 15 minutes from here, tops.
Yeah, we'll have to go taste that. But first, we have to taste these two beers we still have here.
Yeah, we got two more here in the lineup, man. Abnormality IPA, which was a beer they brewed in a collaboration with Abnormal Beer Company. And once again, using two different yeasts. One was the Tropic Ale yeast blend, and the other is the San Diego Super yeast.
Dude, these don't even look the same.
They don't. I'm looking at the glasses right now. They do not look anything alike.
The one that was brewed with the Tropic Ale yeast looks like a hazy IPA.
It does.
Yeah, it's a total Murkfest. Yeah, mango, passion fruit.
I could see why they call it Tropic Ale.
Wow.
Now, going back to my sweet hometown of San Diego and our super yeast, I am so excited to find out what this tastes like, because I bet it's totally different.
It is totally different. It's a little cleaner. You don't get as much of the tropical going on.
The aroma is not even close.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and crystal clear.
It's hard to tell which one I like. I think it's going to be mood dependent on which one I would go to.
But once again, this is part of the experience of going to White Labs, because you can have these back to back, right? Would you not be able to pull this off and go, all right, here's this one, here's this one?
You don't have to choose.
All right, so let's recap what we had today, starting with the Czech Pils.
So we had a 10 degree Czech Pilsner from White Labs featuring two different yeast strains. We also had the Abnormality IPA with, once again, two different yeast strains, slightly different ABVs on all four beers because they all use different yeasts.
Very cool. Gentlemen,
support your local breweries.
Cheers. Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.